You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And so Paul saw those Greeks, they are parading and they're worshipping this unknown God. And that story was recorded in Acts
17.
So Paul said that, I noticed you fear God.
他说我经过看见你们有一座坛上面写的卫士之神是你们所不认识而敬拜的
And I saw this shrine that was for you to worship this unknown God.
你看保罗的智慧,他不去打击他们
So you see the wisdom of Paul, he did not come outright and object to that.
因为他已经说过,他向着什么样的人就做什么样的人
So he already said that to anybody, he will become like that.
当他看见这些希腊人拜卫士之神的时候，他心里面没有定罪他们。So
he did not judge.
他了解他们的心态是什么。He
understands their motivation.
他说：“我看你们实在是凡事非常敬畏鬼神。”He
said, "Yes, indeed, I know you really fear God and fear God and."
Yeah. 但是我现在告诉你们一件事情。
But let me tell you one thing.
开始他就讲到神的创造。So
he's starting to tell them the creation.
他说创造宇宙和其中万物的神就是天地的主。He
said, though that the one who created heaven and earth is the Lord and Master of all earth.
你知道那些敬拜卫士之神的人希望认识最高的一位神。You
see, all those who worship idols and worship that unknown God, they really wanted to know that God, that highest God, no, above all gods.
在我第一次遇见蔡德兴弟兄跟他传福音的时候
The very first time when I met Brother Tai and when I preached gospel to him
他那时候是信 亚丹教
一贯道 And at that time he's a believer of 一贯道
我对他说 你要信耶稣
And I told him you have to believe in Jesus
他说耶稣我知道
He said yes I know Jesus
他是我们敬拜的神里面的第四位
And he's the fourth one fourth God that we worship
他们把神排次序排到耶稣第四个
They line up all these gods and Jesus happened to be the number four
耶稣的法力的第四名
Because his power is the fourth one
但是我问他说你拜的最伟大的神你们最大的神是谁呢
So I asked him which one is the greatest God you worship
很稀奇,他说不出来,
and somehow he couldn't give me that description.
所以弟兄姊妹们,保罗在这里对他们说,
so here Paul introduced them this one God that who created heaven and earth and who is the master and the Lord of all.
这句话,
and then this really attracts those people who's there.
所以有些时候你读诗篇里面，他说我们的耶和华在诸神之上，在万神之上。今天晚上，今天早上我们读的诗篇138篇，事实上也说，诸神面前我要称颂耶和华。
So actually, in the Psalms we read so many times. A lot of times it mentioned that He is above all gods. He's above everything.
这并不是说写诗人糊涂，不晓得天地之间只有一位真神。
It doesn't really mean that the psalmist is so confused. Did not know that there's only one true God in heaven and earth.
而是因为在以色列当地，在迦南的民族中间，他们是拜惯偶像的，有许多的神，许多的主，他们在那里敬拜。
And rather because of those people, the people from Can, the background of idol worship, they worship all kinds of idols. They call them gods.
写诗的人是为了站在他们的感觉和地位中间来讲到神是唯一。
So the psalmist is standing in that kind of a background and acclaim that God, our God is the one that's above all gods.
所以你就知道你要对什么样传福音，你要做什么样的人，你必须了解他的背景和想法。So
you really have to understand the background and of the one who you preach gospel to.
保罗也对哥林多人说，虽然有许多的神，许多的主，但是真神只有一位，基督耶稣。And
he claimed to the people in Corinth, he said that although There's only one true God among all these gods.
保罗, 并且对于那一个在雅典的人，不仅讲创造天地的唯一独一的真神。
And not so he preached the creation not only to the Athens, to the people in Athens.
他也讲到说，这一位神不住在人手所造的殿里面。
And then he also said that this God does not dwell in the house that was built by men's hand.
因为那些雅典人所拜的神都住在他们自己的偶像庙里面。
Because all those idols they worship are all in supposed to live in those shrines.
保罗就从这里开始引起他们注意，对他们讲解说明神是怎样的一位。So
from that point, that Paul stirred up their interest to explain true God to them.
如果我们有这样的知识，这样的了解，传福音的时候，对于那些拜偶像的人，我们不是要offend他们，叫他们生气。So
when you have this kind of understanding, then when you preach the gospel, you don't have to really offend people with what they're believing right now.
反而是引他们进入真理。But
rather, you lead them into the truth.
保罗又对他们说，就是你们中间作诗的人也有这样讲的。So
then even Paul mentioned that even the psalmist among you say the same thing.
他说我们也是神所生的。And
they also say that we were produced, we were born of those gods.
所以保罗对于希腊的文化，对于他们哲学的思想和背景有这样的了解。So Paul里面有这样一种感受。
So Paul really understands their background, their philosophical, their historic background, and also he really understands their heart. So this is what we really have to pay attention when we preach the gospel. Now when we preach the gospel, we have to base on what they understand at that point and then lead them forward to get closer to the truth.
而不是否定一些他们所有从前的知识。And
not to deny everything they believe and all the knowledge they have.
有些人告诉我，佛教徒背景，他说他们看见过很多的神迹。A
lot of Buddhists told me that they witnessed a lot of miracles too.
我们不必去否认他所经历的神迹。Let's
not deny all the things that they claim to be miracles.
他们说的很多很多他们个人的见证和经历。
A lot of times they have their personal testimonies and experiences.
你不要去否认他的经历，你没法子否认他的经历，对不对？No, you
don't have to deny what they experience, right?
但是你要站在真理的基础上面，叫他们看见这一位真神是怎样的一位。But
you have to base on this truth, and then you have to tell them who this true God is.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，但是这位神不像是人用他的心思手艺所雕刻的金银石头。So
he tells them that this God is not like the one that was made of those gold and silver and through the skillfulness of man's hand.
你看这里保罗虽然看见满城的偶像，心里焦急。
Although Paul was so disturbed when he sees all these idols filled in the whole city.
但是他所着手的点却不是我们今天所讲否定的一切。But
he started very gentle and he does not come out and offend everybody.
当然，等到真理真正显明的时候，有些人接受，有些人否定，有些人跟他争论。Of
course, when the truth is really preached, there will be somebody who will agree, and somebody will disagree, and somebody will persecute him.
我们也知道保罗讲的真理哪一点他们不能接受。And
we also know that a certain part of the truth Paul preached that they cannot accept.
就是保罗讲到耶稣基督从死里复活，为了审判万有的主的。It's
about the resurrection. It's about after resurrection, the Lord become the one who judges all.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗虽然说像是什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。So
although Paul did say that I become the person who I preach gospel to,
他却没有在真理上面妥协。But
he does not compromise in truth.
我的时间不够，这些孩子们回来了。Okay,
my time's up because I see the children coming back.
我讲一个简单的见证。Let
me tell you a very simple testimony.
也是一个在佛教背景家庭里面长大的孩子。And
also there's another Buddhist.
他说他拜偶像一直到一个程度，他希望长大了以后有一个，但是他能够画一幅很好的这个偶像的观音的像。She said
she so devoted that she really wanted to grow up and to be a great painter so that he can paint a portrait of Guanyin.
但是他在学校里面，他们有一次老师邀请他们参加一个查经班。
But then when she's at school and the teacher invited them to go to a Bible study. And this Bible, this teacher is very interesting. This teacher used to be an atheist.
刚才我们讲了无神论者的问题。
And we talked about atheists before.
你知道无神论者有一次 D.L. Moody 在一个地方传福音。
And once D.L. Moody preached the gospel in a certain place.
他正在讲台上面的时候有人递给他一个纸条。
And when he was when he's preaching and somebody passed along a little note.
他也不知道是什么人给他的 因为这么多人他搞不清楚。
And he didn't know where that note come from.
他以为是一个报告的事情。
He thought it was a certain announcement.
但是他等他打开了一看，那个纸上只写了一个字。
But when he opened that piece of paper, there's only one word written in that paper.
你知道，因为 D.L. Moody 是美国人，所以他写的字当然是英文了。
Of course.
一个字叫做fool，傻瓜，笨蛋。
Oh,
okay. 愚丸。
That word is fool.
D.L. Moody 很有机智啊。
And he is very, very witty.
你知道这个写这个字的人，当然是说迪亚莫迪，你是个傻瓜。
Of course, the person who wrote that note is trying to say that you're a fool.
但迪亚莫迪怎么回答呢？
But what did Dear Moody say?
他说我一生经历许许多多稀奇的事情。
He said, "Oh, I experienced all kinds of wonderful, interesting things in my life."
我也收到很多的信。
And I also received a lot of letters.
很多人信写完了忘记签名。
And some people even forgot to sign after they wrote me the letter.
但是今天我收到的条子只有一个字。
And today I received this letter that's only one word.
这个人他签了字没有信息给我。
And this guy who signed his name but forgot to write the letter.
他说他签的字是什么呢？
And what is the name he signed?
他说他签的字叫做语完人。
He said it's fool.
他立刻把他的信息题目转过来用诗篇14篇说 语完人心里说没有神。
And right away he changed the message into preaching the Psalm 14. He said, "Fool claim that there's no God."
The fool says there's no God in their heart.
The fool says there's no God in their heart.
当然，这篇信息是非常有灵感的信息。
And of course, that has become a wonderful, powerful message.
我们刚刚讲这个姊妹，她的老师是个无神论者。
And that this sister, this teacher is an atheist.
怎么会去研究圣经呢？
How come she become a Christian?
因为他们要担任课外活动的指导老师。
Because she has to be a director in the extracurricular activities.
我不晓得哈，这里很高兴看见梁文清他们回来聚会。这个姊妹是马来西亚，他们也是马来西亚，你知道马来西亚学校是不是这样子啊？
I don't know. This story came from Malaysia, where Alfred and Patricia came from.
他为了要做那个课外活动的指导,
in order to become a director in the extracurricular activities, so she has to go study the, he has to study the Bible.
这位弟兄后来不仅信了主, 他在学员传道会, 在马来西亚传福音。
And not only later on, he became a Christian, he also served in Campus Crusade in Malaysia.
他把他自己教书的工作也放下。
And eventually he dropped the teaching job.
在这个过程中间, 他就邀请这位姊妹去聚会。
In the process, the teacher asked our sister to have a Bible study.
很稀奇的一件事情。
And so something interesting happened.
他听了一些福音, 听了一些圣经知识之后,
And after she listened to some Bible, some knowledge in the Bible,
虽然他的老师叫他信耶稣,
although the teacher asked her to receive the Lord, she didn't want to.
可是有一天,
but one day, when this sister was about to go to bed, and the seeds of the gospel was already in her, all of a sudden she heard a voice telling her,
他说你是一个罪人。
He said, "You are a sinner."
他说我也没有杀人放火。
He said, no, I'm not a sinner. I didn't do anything wrong.
我怎么有罪呢？
How come I'm a sinner?
但这个声音对他说，你虽然没有杀人放火。
Then, but this voice tells her that although you did not go kill or set fire.
他说，但是你欺骗父母。
But you cheat your parents.
你偷他们的钱。
You stole their money.
你偷东西。
You steal things.
这个姊妹哑口无言。
And this sister just couldn't answer to that.
她立刻想起她小学时候偷了她妈妈的钱去买东西。
Right away, she remembered that when she was in elementary school, she stole her mother's money to buy something.
去买东西也要偷东西。
And not only to go buy something, also she went to steal something.
这个叫一不做二不休，钱既然偷来的，东西也可以偷来。
She does two crimes in one shot.
那个是个开店这个老头子。
And that's the old man, the storekeeper.
所以他们就几个同学趁他去买东西，趁他不在的时候，多摆几包在口袋里。
So those classmates, they went together, they went into the store, and when the old man is not paying attention, they put a few more packages into their pocket.
老板没有说买一送一，他们自己买一送一。
And they didn't, it was not buy one, get one free, and they helped themselves, she helped themselves.
这个声音对他说，你欺骗。
And this voice tells her that you cheat.
因此这个姊妹立刻就发现她需要有一个人来救她。
And right away, that sister realized that she has to be saved by someone.
她知道耶稣基督是唯一能够救她脱离罪的。
And she knew at that time that Jesus is the only one who can save her from sin.
她就在那里祷告。
So right there, she prayed.
也没有人教她。
And nobody taught her.
圣灵自己教导她。
And Holy Spirit taught her.
这是他第一次有生以来的祷告。
And that's the very first prayer she uttered.
他说我是一个罪人。
And she said, I'm a sinner.
我不能救自己。
I cannot save myself.
我要求耶稣基督住在我的心里。
I want Jesus to come into my heart.
赦免我的罪。
To forgive my sins.
你来做我的救主。
Come in to become my savior.
你看他祷告的太好了。
And that's a wonderful prayer, isn't it?
这是一个标准待人得救的祷告。
Because that's a very typical sinner's prayer.
他并且说求你来求主耶稣你来掌管我前面的道路。
And she also prayed that Lord Jesus, now you be in control of all my future.
他奉主的名祷告。
And in Jesus' name she prayed.
祷告完了以后心里还是不能平静。
And after that, she still didn't have this peace in her.
另外有个声音控告她说你是真的祷告吗？
And there's another voice that accused her. Then, are you ready? Do you really mean it?
她就第二次再祷告。
So she prayed again.
等到第二次祷告完了以后。
So after the second time,
我真的邀请耶稣基督住我心里。
Indeed, I invited Jesus to come into my heart.
立刻，他里面大为释放，大为喜
悦。Right away, inside was totally delivered.
充满了平安。
It was filled with peace.
然后他慢慢看见神所创的一切，原来地上的万物都是神所创造的。
Then right away, she's starting to realize that all things were created by this God.
他看见花草。树木每一件事情都是那样美丽。
And she realized all the creation, all the grass, the flowers, they're so beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这个人的他的救信主以后真是不一样。
And so you see that this changed right away after she believed in the Lord.
这位姊妹现在也在侍奉主。
Now this sister now is serving God also.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道神会做一个工作，叫人里面对于罪有感觉，对于罪他不能胜过，他对于罪必须。蛰伏在神的救恩底下。Oh, I'm sorry.
So you see, God can make us understand that we are sinners, that we are really beyond ourselves. And,
我们的几个，我的大女儿跟第二个女儿小学时候是在这个 Garden Grove 一个小学叫 Thomas Paine Elementary School.
Mark and Dorothy used to go to Thomas Paine when they were in grade school.
你们知不知道 Thomas Paine 是一个 atheist?
Do you know Thomas Paine is an atheist?
他写了一本相当好的书。
He wrote a book.
叫做《理性的时代》。
He said the
Age of
Reasoning. The Age of Reasoning.
但是我告诉你，没有一个人因为读了这本书而心里面被看见自己的罪。
And nobody will really recognize the sin they committed.
没有人因为看了理性的时代而在神的面前降卑下来。
And after read that kind of book, and eventually will bow down before the Lord.
你没有一个人因为看了 Ingersoll 的论著。
Nobody reads, nobody really come to this kind of conviction after reading the
Ingersoll.
And he's also an atheist.
没有人因为看着这些无神论的著作而心里面有喜乐。
Nobody had this true joy after they read the writings from the atheists.
当他们看了这些书以后，都非常的下沉。
After they read those books, you become so heavy, you just have depressed.
好些无神论的人 最后以自杀结束他的生命。
A lot of atheists eventually committed suicide to end their life.
但是当你看见福音的时候，
But when you read the gospel,
既然神的光定罪你，叫你里面受责备，看见自己这个罪人。
Although the light from the Lord make you really convicted you and make you see the sin in you.
却叫你因为信耶稣，大有喜乐，大有平安，大有能力，大有盼望。
But rather, because then turn around when you believe in the Lord, and then you will be filled with joy and peace and hope.
保罗说：“向着什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。”
So Paul says to those, I become the to whoever I become the same.
因为保罗里面是知道是福音能够满足每一个人的需要。
Because deep down inside, Paul understands that gospel can satisfy every man.
我在这里讲了两个佛教徒怎么样信主的事情。
I told you two story about I told the story about two Buddhists becoming Christians.
所以你不要以为他信了佛教了，好了，就他已经有固定宗教信仰，他就不会信耶稣，不一定的。
So don't give up when you come across a Buddhist and you think, okay, he's got his own religion, that's fine.
就是不神论的也会信主的。
Even atheists, they can believe in the Lord.
因为我们有一位神要做奇妙的工作在个人心里。
Because our God is a wonderful God who will do wonderful work in man.
但是需要我们里面对各式各样的人都有了解，都有同情，并且都有负担。
But we have to have this understanding and burden and sympathy to all kind of man.
也许我们不能每一个人都像保罗说，向着犹太人，我就做犹太人，你做犹太人，他也不要你做犹太人。
Maybe we really cannot do like Paul's claim, because to the Jews, we can't be Jews.
我也向犹太人传过福音。
And I did preach gospel to Jews before.
并且我也能说旧约里面的故事给他们听。
And I can tell them the story in the Old Testament.
我真是遇见一位犹太人，他说：“嘿，你对犹太人故事，我们民族的故事，知道比我还清楚。”
And there's one Jew say, "Hey, you're not a Jew, but you really know our stories."
是因为我们读旧约。
But yes, indeed, because we study the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，向着什么样的人，我们做什么样的人。
So we,
先决的条件是什么
？So how can we become how can we become like someone?
我们要了解。并且知道他们背景。
Because we have to understand, we have to know their background.
不是辩论。
We don't argue.
而是引导。
And rather we lead.
让他们看见真理。
So that they can see truth.
我没有办法讲更多，因为时间实在到了，并且超过了。
And we really, we have to stop.
我们感谢主，有各种不同的见证在我们周围。
We praise the Lord that we are surrounded by all these testimonies.
求主给我们里面传福音的负担。
We urge you to preach the gospel.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
主与我们同在。
The Lord will be with us.
主要帮助我们传扬福音。
And the Lord will help us to preach the gospel.
在我们没有的智慧上面，主要增添我们的智慧。
And in our emptiness, that the Lord will fill us.
无论如何，总要救些人。
By all means, we shall save some.
感谢主，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
赞美主耶稣，今天早晨求你把圣灵的能力赐给你的儿女。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will give us strength.
也给我们个人需要的智慧。
And give us wisdom.
叫我们能像什么样的人就做什么样的人。
So we become like the one we would preach gospel to.
我要叫我们能够救这样的人。
So that we can save some.
无论如何总要救些人。
By all means to save some.
主求你祝福教会。
Lord, we pray that you will bless the church.
当我们往外传福音的时候
When we go out to preach the gospel,
你把各式各样的人安排在我们的路上
And you provided all walks of, all kinds of people in our walk.
叫我们经历各样神的大能
So that we can experience all kinds of powers from you.
我们看见各样得救的故事
And then we can experience all kinds of stories that people receive you.
好叫我们更多相信你是独一的真神
So that we believe you are the one and only God.
并且你会做奇妙的事
And we know that you will do wonderful things.
谢谢你
We thank you.
常与我们同在。
Be with us always.
靠耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.